Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're in a good place now. You are listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're going to be discovering what splitting is, understanding splitting, being able to understand the concept, and being able to see if you're dealing with somebody now who is splitting, or if maybe you have yourself, what it does, what it is, and how it can impact us in our day-to-day life. Oftentimes, when somebody is splitting, they're not even aware that they are doing it. And so being able to have this awareness to understand what it is can be very powerful. If somebody is splitting when it comes to you, making decisions about you, you can understand that and you can see it better after listening to this podcast and better understanding the processes that take place and the reasons for why somebody might actually split in a situation. Now, splitting, you know, is a psychological concept for some of us that we probably understand. Some of you might have been dealing with it with a spouse, significant other, family member, or friend. Maybe some of you, you know, have realized that there's been times that you have actually participated in splitting. And so, one way or another, we're going to explore that today. And I think it's interesting because a lot of folks, instead of using the word splitting, has actually taken on the concept of black and white thinking, right? So that's kind of interchangeable. Whether it's splitting or black and white thinking, we're talking about the same thing to some degree. So we can use either one of those for right now. What I found is that when somebody is splitting, right, they can see something a certain way. If somebody is seeing things black and white, they are seeing things as either good or bad, right? You're either seeing people for you and rallying for you and being there for you, or you see them against you, right? Which can be kind of painful as well. We also see things as being right or wrong, just or unjust. And some people can split on specific things, people, situations, circumstances. And some people may split on almost anything. And what's happening here when somebody is splitting is that they are seeing something or someone either very good or very evil or very bad. And so this is very interesting because a lot of folks will say, well, why can't somebody see neutrality? Why can't someone see that? Why can't they understand that life is not right? And I think that that can be really challenging for people to see when they don't know that they're actually doing this, right? So it's like when you don't realize that you're splitting, you don't realize the extremes in the lifestyle that you're living based on the people in your life. So instead of seeing somebody for, you know, the things that they do well and the things that they maybe don't do so well, so being able to take in somebody's positive attributes and somebody's flaws, right, and being able to see them as a human being and that human beings do some good things and human beings can make mistakes, right? But what happens here is that when somebody's splitting, so let's take it directly about somebody. So somebody's splitting about a person, right? So let's say that somebody has a friend and the friend is always been this amazing, great person, and one day this friend does something, and if the person's splitting about that friend, the friend will, you know, the person will be like, wow, this person's a horrible person, they're an evil person, and they can't see all the other good things that this person has done, right? Sometimes also splitting can lead to irrational actions, right? So doing things that are irrational, like cutting somebody out of your life for good, ghosting somebody, blocking somebody. And it's interesting how you see this in a lot of family dynamics, right? So we see a tendency of people splitting in family dynamics where one relative does something that the other relative doesn't like. And then that becomes this family feud for years and years where people talk about it over holidays because those family members do not get together. They don't speak anymore. They don't talk anymore. They haven't spoken in 10 years, that sort of thing. And it's based on you know, the silent treatment is based on the splitting that took place based on the agreement or disagreement about one thing, usually is how that normally happens. And so I think that everybody to some degree has probably used black and white judgment or splitting before, right? So I think that this is something that has been used before. But I think that understanding the gray area is very important, understanding the gray area and seeing that. And it can be really challenging because one part of splitting is judgment, right? So when somebody is judging another person, they're usually judging them at their worst. They're judging them on a constant basis. And when somebody is splitting and sees somebody in the negative, usually what challenges them is they don't see themselves, they don't have self-awareness, right? So if somebody does something negative in nature or something that the other person doesn't like, they see that person as an enemy or somebody against them. When you look at splitting and you understand kind of the education of it and the psychological background of it, I think splitting was first examined in the 1800s by Janet, and then, you know, it's interesting how certain psychologists began to describe it and understand it even better, like, you know, Freud, for example. And I think to some degree, I think we can mostly agree to this, at least I can agree to this, that splitting to me sometimes is a defense mechanism, right? And there it can be a defense mechanism used to, for all purposes, to protect the ego, right? Because as we know nowadays, many people have opinions. And those opinions, you know, rule their life. And in those opinions, when somebody has an opposing opinion or viewpoint, it can damage the ego, right? It can damage it because all of a sudden you're having to think about something. But if you're able to push that away, if you're able to null and void their viewpoint by null and voiding the person, you don't have to look at your situation. So not only does it benefit the ego to some degree that you will just poo-poo on an opposing viewpoint by poo-pooing on the person themselves, finding fault with that person, making them out to be bad or undesirable. Also, one of the mechanisms that that folks can use with splitting is it helps them to not have to work on themselves, right? So if you're able to see somebody as being a really bad person and that same person brought up to you something that was paining them, for example, maybe, you know, you've been verbally abusive to them or you've, you know, taken money for them from them or they've been taking care of you financially or you have been calling them names or making them feel bad and they finally begin to step up and show the other side of the coin and basically hold up to their ground and create their boundaries, you're going to want to, some people are going to want to paint them in a black way, right? So if they're painted black instead of painted white, whatever that person has said holds no water. Whatever that person has said has been, you know, basically defined as, you know, not even interesting, not even smart, not even something that you need to even listen to. And so basically there's a carte blanche where we can keep living in our world and we've deemed these people as villains and we don't have to awaken at that point. And I know that that can sound a little extreme, but it happens every day. It happens in households every day. It happens in relationships every day. It happens in friendships every day, you know, where someone literally doesn't have that self-awareness. Something is brought up to that person and that person literally judges that other person. Now, it doesn't always have to be painted a black, right? It could also be painting somebody white, right? And so when you think about the concept of being painted black, that means that what you're doing and who you are has gone from being a decent person or a great person or the most amazing person on the planet or the love of this person's life to a horrible, mean, you know, destructive bully, narcissist, who is this awful person. And so, remember, we can paint white, we can paint black. When people are splitting, they do one of those two. And it's interesting because in the beginning, oftentimes when somebody is painting you white, for example, and let's talk about that because I think the painting of white needs to be discussed. So when somebody, you can do no wrong. You are God's gift to creation. You are everything. You are all that and a bag of chips, right? Because, like, you can do no wrong. And it can feel really good when you're that person that, woo, you know, that's that person on that pedestal. And I've talked about the pedestal phase before. I've talked about it in many videos, and we can go on and put some of those links in the description here after the show. When we put it up for podcasts, I want to put that up there as well, because it's very important to understand that pedestal phase based on being painted white, right? So when we're painted white, you know, we are an awesome person. We are all that. That person literally looks up to us, you know, whether we're their best friend, the lover, the family member, whoever that looks like, the coworker, and you're on cloud nine because that person's literally like, oh my gosh, you know, they're singing your praises, they're telling other people about how great you are. All these things are going on. But what happens, much like when you're painted white, eventually something has to come to an end. And unfortunately, that's the way that it is. When somebody is splitting, they're not always going to see you as perfect, perfection, angelic, right? There is another side to that coin. And that's where it can be kind of sticky. And that's where a lot of people end up getting tormented, is they get on this pedestal for a long time. And sometimes that pedestal could be years, depending on the relationship that you have with this person that has a tendency of splitting. You could be on that pedestal for years. Some people have been on that pedestal for a very long time, 10, 15 years. Some of you, not so long. Maybe you were on the pedestal for 5 months. Felt good for 5 months, right? Maybe you're on that pedestal for 2 weeks. Maybe you're on that pedestal for 2 years. However, the fall from grace, a.k.a. the fall from pedestal, can be pretty painful. And it can seem like a long distance down. You can hurt your head, right? You can feel pretty bad. You can have a headache after it, a mental and emotional headache, because you go from being the savior, the best friend, the coolest person on the planet, to a jackass, a horrible person, a manipulator, a user, a narcissist. And so it's interesting how when you're painted black or you're painted white, how that looks, and then how that person acts toward you, right? Because usually when somebody is splitting, they're splitting about everything, right? They're extremely happy about one thing, extremely angry about another, you know, like to hang out with certain people, hate other people. You know, a big facet of splitting, too, is cutting ties. So when people split, when they have a tendency of splitting, they have a tendency of cutting people out of their life for one thing. It could be one simple thing. You could have been in someone's life for a long time, and there could be one argument, and after that one argument, it is done. After that one argument, boom, you don't hear from them again. Maybe they go cold. They go silent. The next thing you know, you're realizing you've been blocked. You're realizing that you've been blocked on social media. All that over one thing, right? So if you've dealt with this and somebody has used splitting upon you, this podcast is going to be helpful for you to understand more about splitting. I'm going to offer some good examples, too, later on in the hour of how to really see splitting, because sometimes we don't really understand what it is, right? Sometimes we're not completely aware of what splitting is and how it's being used, and also how to know if somebody is using this on you. How to know, because it can feel extreme, especially if you've been painted white for a long time. It can be overwhelming, and it can come out of the middle of nowhere, and you're not expecting it, and that can be very challenging in its own right as well. So definitely want to touch on that in today's show, too, because I think this is going to be powerful information. And, you know, knowledge is power. Anytime we're dealing with, you know, psychological components in life and understanding the human condition, you know, being able to understand why somebody does something can be very powerful. Being able to understand what's happening at the moment can not only give us the strength, but the understanding of why it's happening and what to do next. Stay tuned, because Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in two shakes.
I hope you've enjoyed my history and lore tales here on Ashley's True Life Show. I know that there are many more amazing stories in your own family that we can discover in your tree. Hi, I'm Dan from Dancestors Genealogy. We take the hard part of discovering your family's past away from you by doing all of the research. You and your family end up with a beautifully bound heirloom book to view and enjoy. As a longtime genealogist, my staff and I know precisely where to look. We know what to look for and to preserve your story. So consultations with me are always free. Create your family heirloom book for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or next Christmas by talking with me, Dan, at Dancestors Genealogy. So please reach out today by going to our website, www.dancestorsgenealogy.com. That's dancestorsgenealogy.com, and fill out a contact request, and we'll get right back to you.
Why do you think bank presidents and jewelry store owners trust ADT to protect their homes and businesses? Because they feel safe, and you can too. How would you like to monitor your home from fire, floods, and yes, robberies, without even being there right from your smartphone? That is peace of mind. You may even save money on your homeowner's insurance just by having an ADT system installed. And there's even a money-back guarantee. How about that? We guarantee 100% satisfaction. You have nothing to risk. Why do you think people who have so much to protect trust ADT? Because it works. Call right now for a free quote. We'll even give you a free gift for calling. So pick up your phone and call Protect Your Home, an ADT authorized premier provider, now.
800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. 800-818-0191. That's 800-818-0191.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get in here. You're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. On today's show, we're talking about the silent treatment, when we've gotten a silent treatment when we were a child, how it impacted us as an adult. And it's interesting because it does impact us, right? And a lot of times we don't realize how things impacted us as a child, and how they impact us into our adult years, into our marriage, into our relationship, all those good things. And so when we are a child, it's interesting, when we have received the silent treatment as a child, it makes us feel powerless, intimidated, you know, we feel guilty, insignificant. And as a child, the first few times that you experience that, you react, you overly react, you're scared, you're fearful, you have anxiety, you're trying to understand why your parents are doing this, why is this happening, why are they not talking, what's going on, and it really does begin to affect the child mentally, very, very, very much. And so it's making them feel unwanted, it's making them feel insignificant. And when a child experiences the silent treatment, they will do really anything to stop it. Usually they will give in to the parent, whatever, you know, apologizing, doing whatever. And it has a tendency of the child losing their will, just like people feel like they lose their will, letting the other person step over them or avoid them being ignored and rejected. And so that's the thing that's interesting, because I hear clients, and the other day I had a session, and the client, all they wanted to do was feel support in their life. All they wanted was support. They wanted support. That's all they wanted. They wanted support as far as with their marriage, and they didn't get that, and so the marriage is over. They wanted support in their congregation. They didn't get that. They wanted support. So it's like a lot of us just want that support or that feeling of being involved or that feeling of being, you know, there or accepted. A lot of us, we hear about respect, right? If people want respect, some sort of respect. But when we're being ignored and we're being rejected, how does that impact us, right? And so as a child, it's going to impact us quite greatly, just like it would if we are an adult through the process. Interesting enough, though, if you did get that as a child, remember the reason why you're getting that silent treatment in the first place is because the parent's unhappy about something that you've done. They're trying to guilt you, just like they would with anything else, to get you to stop doing it, right? I mean, that's kind of the concept. But the problem is the silent treatment is a little different, because I think there's part guilt, but there's part fear. And then there's part stuck because there's nothing to resolve it and you can't seem to have the conversation. And then it makes the child feel very insecure and fear of what's going on and what's happening. And why won't the mother or father talk to them? Why won't the mother or father begin the communication? There's that anxiety, but then we have that other side that leads to aggression, right? So it's very interesting because we can become very anxious, or we can come very aggressive. And that's what happens with children, and that's what happens with adults, right? And I'm not saying that every person that gives the silent treatment is a horrible person. I'm not saying that everybody that deals with the silent treatment is an angel. I'm just saying that in this aspect, we have to look at it from all these angles, because it can lead to anxiety, it can lead to aggression, and it's an impact that we all feel. And that's what a lot of us are dealing with in our adult lives. You get married, you're in relationships. You know, you're having that, you have an argument, and then one person begins either arguing or fighting, or the other person starts with the silent treatment, and it can be very triggering from your childhood, right? And so I think that a lot of people that are very triggered by the silent treatment are triggered for a reason, right? It's not just because this just started. A lot of times it's because this is just a continuation from the childhood into the adult reality, and I think that that's what the triggering is, and it was never resolved as a child, right? So you never had, as a child, usually the child's never able to really communicate, calm down, and a day later say, hey, why don't we talk about this like calm adults here? It just doesn't really happen, right? It's usually a fight or flight, a fear moment, that sort of thing. And so definitely something that we really want to think about as we continue our discussion today, talking about how we, you know, deal with that from child to adulthood, and then what we can do. I think one of the biggest things that we're going to talk about is the difference between the silent treatment and the cooling off period here in this next segment. We're going to take a short break. We're going to discuss some stuff here, and then we're going to come back. We're going to talk about that. We're going to give us some tips and tricks on how to deal with that, ending the cycle of toxicity, and being able to kind of just see if we can get to a combination of communication. Live Your True Life Perspectives with your host, me, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time. Two shakes.
A cause need? It needs supporters. What else does a cause need? It needs a plan. But what else does a cause need? It needs action. It needs awareness. It needs a creative spark. Wouldn't it be great to find all these aspects in one place? Have you checked out Art for Your Cause? Art for Your Cause is the one place you can do all this, create and ignite the spark. Go to artforyourcause.com/Ashley. That's artforyourcause.com/Ashley.
Ever notice that hearing and listening are not the same thing? The connection habit of giving your full attention is being completely present and mindfully listening to both the verbal and nonverbal communication you are receiving. It's an important skill for relationship success, and when you do it right, it feels like a gift to the other person. You can develop this and the other connection habits by downloading the Connection app for Couples. To find out more, find our ad on ashleyburgess.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky spoke with about 300 U.S. lawmakers. He told them he needs jets and military support in the war with Russia. A ceasefire, which was meant to give civilians a chance to escape Ukraine, has been violated by Russia. Reports are coming in that Russian shelling continues and citizens are being targeted. The State Department has reissued a travel advisory telling U.S. citizens not to go to Russia due to the war. The White House is considering more sanctions against Russia, where the economy is already in free fall. They're asking for $10 billion in emergency defense and humanitarian assistance for the country. Russia is cracking down on news media in their own country, including social media. They passed a law which criminalizes any information opposing the Kremlin's narrative on the war. This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives. Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back live to Live Your True Life Perspectives, and I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. Glad to be back today. And today we've been talking about the silent treatment, getting the silent treatment as a child, enduring that silent treatment, and then dealing with it as an adult and how that impacts us, as well as the new relationships that we have, right? The marriages, the relationships, the brother-sister connections, all this stuff, our child and, you know, parent connections and how that impacts us. But right now I want to kind of segue for a second because a lot of people ask the question, you know, what's the difference between the silent treatment and the cooling off period? Because a lot of folks, okay, yeah, like we were talking on the break here in the studio about how the silent treatment can be used defensively and offensively, right? So if I'm trying to defend myself and I feel like the other person is berating me or calling me names or using forever ammunition, saying that I'm doing things that I'm not doing, and they've been doing this over and over and over and over and over and over again, and every argument we have is this way, and I don't ever win, and I don't ever get any ground, and nothing ever gets solved. Time when I start using the silent treatment because I give up. There's nothing else to say. there's also some folks that might use the silent treatment more in a power aggressive way, right? So to get power over the other person, to make them feel small, to get them to do what they want them to do. Also, a lot of people that use the silent treatment learned it, right? They learned it from mom or dad, grandma or grandpa, whoever used the silent treatment. Some of us got it when we were children. We went through it, but we didn't continue the cycle. Others of us got it as a child, continue the cycle, right? So there's multiple reasons why this is being used. Okay. But one of the questions still remains. What is the difference between the silent treatment and the cooling off period? So, okay, there's two things to look at, right? To me, the silent treatment can last for several hours to several years. Okay, there's been studies of people that have done it for years. I mean, many of you listening to the show live or listening on the radio live or you're listening on social media right now, maybe you might even have a family member, maybe an aunt or an uncle or a cousin that doesn't speak to the other family members and haven't spoke to them in years because, quite frankly, they know what they did. They know what they did. Okay, and this stuff can last for lifetimes. It can divide up families. I mean, I know people that can't even have a real family reunion because people have taken sides based on the silent treatment and an issue that took place, and two people are no longer speaking, and then you're either in that camp or you're in this camp, and it's just, it's wild stuff. So the difference to me in a cooling off period is there's multiple levels of a cooling off period. First off, a cooling off period can last several minutes to several hours, maybe even possibly a few days. However, the difference between a cooling off period and the silent treatment is stating to the person exactly that you are needing a cooling off period. You need to process what is being said. You need to process your emotions. And you will get back to this person in XYZ time. That, to me, is a cooling off period. You're not just closing, shutting down. You're not just literally grabbing your stuff and running out of wherever you are, slamming the doors and, you know, hitting the accelerator in the car while the dust and dirt is flying back at wherever you left. No, you're actually giving a time limit. You're giving a time period. You're stating what you're doing, and you're taking the time to go do just that. That, to me, is a cooling off period. The silent treatment is much different than that, right? Because there is no, hey, guys, time out. By the way, I'm needing some time to really process here. No, none of that exists. So a silent treatment goes directly into silence. That's it. That is the mode of operandi. There is nothing. And then eventually, when that person decides to stop being silent, they will. If they do decide to stop being silent, it just really depends. So that's really the difference. And so what I'm saying here is that even if somebody is yelling or arguing with you, you still can sit there and state, I am leaving, I'm taking time out, I am taking a cooling off period, I'll get back with you. And sometimes it can be challenging. I mean, you know, if you're dealing with someone that gets physical, you need to get out of there. And you got to also question it. If somebody's getting physical with you in a situation like that, you kind of got to think about the relationship in its own. Is this even worth dealing with? I mean, somebody's going to get physical. I mean, I've seen some wild videos from, you know, clients who have, you know, before they started working with me, sending me videos on email and all kinds of stuff where, you know, someone's grabbing on to the back of the truck or somebody's grabbing on to the windshield wiper and being flown off the car or, you know, somebody getting their foot run over or somebody getting pinned into the garage when somebody accidentally put the car in drive. You know, it goes on and on and on. And it's like, if you're dealing with this type of behavior, do you really think that this is the best type of behavior to deal with? Do you really think that this is the best way of going about it, right? And do you believe that this person has your best at heart? Because to me, somebody that's going to get physical over a conversation is probably not somebody that you feel very safe with. And also, if you're having to shut down because you feel that that person is yelling and screaming and berating you and doing the forever ammunition and accusing you of things you haven't done, that might be a sign that it's time to also move on. So there's a lot of different caveats here, right? And you have to think about this stuff, right? It's like sometimes people allow abusive relationships because they were abused, you know, in their childhood. Think about it. Think about it. If you never had to deal, and this is like, I'm not talking about this is abuse, but challenges. If you never had to deal with somebody questioning you, like if you were raised in a family where no one questioned you and no one ever put you down or no one ever, you know, was mean to you or no one was ever yelling at you or nobody was ever trying to tell you that you did something you didn't do, if you got into a marriage like that or a relationship like this, it would seem so foreign to you, right? You would be like, what am I doing? I must be in a foreign world. Like, what is this and what am I experiencing? Instead, most people have come from that in their childhood, right? We've experienced this type of toxicity. We've experienced this type of manipulation. You go into a relationship later on, it seems very familiar. See, that's the difference. Is the toxicity or the dysfunction, is it familiar? Is the dysfunction familiar? And that's a really good question, because if the dysfunction is familiar, you are destined to it to some degree until you become aware. So you're destined until you become aware. And that's always interesting too, because a lot of times people don't realize that. They're like, why would I've ever gone into this relationship with this person? Why would I've ever entered into something like this? I mean, I must be crazy. I must be taking crazy pills, right? Well, it's like, but is it really taking crazy pills, or is it the fact that you're just kind of mimicking childhood and you found someone else that can also provide that for you? And it's interesting, too, when people awaken to the fact that they've either married mom or married dad. And that can be a very jarring, rude awakening. Okay. And I've had clients that literally go, oh, my God, oh, my God. And in the third session, I've married my mother. Oh, my God, I've married my father. Oh, my God, this is literally the clone. And I have not even seen it for 15 years. Now, have you not seen it, or have you subconsciously really kind of seen it, but you never wanted to look at it? Right. And so when that person's being mean or messing with you or pushing your buttons or making you question your value, it's a very interesting dynamic, because guess what? That was being done before in your childhood. You're used to it. Because if you weren't used to it, it would be totally really foreign for somebody to do that to you. You'd be like, whoa, time out. What is this again? What's this game? What is this? Is this gaslighting? Is this manipulation? What are you talking about? I mean, it would be so foreign, but when we've experienced it growing up, it becomes commonplace. So we're used to it. And we just go into another relationship being used to it in another relationship. And so I really think there is a difference between the silent treatment and cooling off period. I think that that's the definite truth. I think also, when we look at the concept of how a child connects with the silent treatment and how it impacts them versus how the adult is impacted by the silent treatment, that can be very challenging and overwhelming. And also, that same child that experienced the silent treatment from mom and dad, you know, when they get that impact in the adult dynamic, marriage, connection, common law, whatever that is, you know, it's interesting because some of them can also react similar to a child in some ways, like the arguing, the yelling, the crying, the screaming, trying to get the attention of the person to get them to at least begin to communicate, right? So that's the way it is. And then it can make you feel very anxious, and it can also make the other person feel very unsure of themselves. So very interesting stuff. And all this kind of leads to the lower self-esteem, lower self-worth, and it also causes a social communication issue, right? So if I'm used to not ever being able to finalize a conversation, if I'm used to not ever being able to really communicate with the other person and come up with a solution, and I'm used to constantly the argument just keeps circling around, right? The argument is here, it never gets solved, we fight, the fight ends up being about how I responded, it's about how I acted, it never gets solved, there is no solution, we do it all again, it's a cycle. If I'm used to that pattern in day-to-day life, and I'm used to that pattern growing up, I'm going to be used to that pattern later on. If I'm not used to that pattern, and I'm used to, like, solution, and I'm like, oh, okay, this happened, maybe it was right, maybe it was wrong, maybe I was to blame, maybe I wasn't to blame. If I was to blame, I've apologized for it, we've gotten past it, we found solution. If I'm used to that type of communication, then I'm not understanding other communication, right? So I think this is very powerful, and I think also the social communication is important, because I know that some people are going to fight, and some people are going to yell and scream, and that's challenging because some people never want to have, and then you have the other side where some people wants to avoid completely, right? The avoidance. I'm going to avoid at all costs. I don't want any argument ever. I never want to have an argument in my whole life. I never want to deal with this. I never want to have an argument. I'm going to avoid. And so those extremes are very polarizing. And I think that more of us are somewhere in the middle, Right, but if you find yourself being that one that's yelling and screaming and not letting anybody get a word in edgewise, and you're not allowing anybody to say that you've done anything, that is definitely a sign that we need to start like kind of looking at our own actions and being a little more mindful, because there's something that's going on there. If we're running on the other angle, the full other level of complete avoidance, we also have to understand, too, where do we learn this? Think about it. Is this a learned response, or is this really you? And that's what's kind of interesting, is that when we start realizing that some of our communication styles and some of our ways of being are not really us, isn't that interesting? And doesn't that make you start questioning, like, why are you doing it? And does it have merit, or can it be changed because it wasn't you in the first place? It's not even your personality. I mean, that to me is a very interesting. That to me is something that you can really think about. That to me is kind of powerful, because if I start realizing that parts of me is not genuinely me, not authentically me, it's a learned response, that opens my eyes to realizing that if it's not me, and it's not me at the core, then why am I doing it? And then what can I do to change that behavior and pattern? And I think that a lot of us have these programs, a lot of us have these behaviors and patterns that we can change. It doesn't have to be exactly about this topic. It could be about a lot of things. Many of us could have learned as growing up that life is hard and everything's challenging and everything we do is challenging and everything's a challenge. And so we go through life feeling that way. Everything's so hard. Everything's so challenging. People will beat us down. People will do us wrong. You know, there's lots of different levels of thought here. Sometimes we go through, we're taught different things while we grow, and we learn those things. We intake those thoughts, and we digest them, and they become ours. But are they really ours? And I think we really need to look at that. Are the things that you've chosen in your life really yours? From your thoughts, to your likes, to your dislikes, to your religion, to your beliefs, to your politics, looking at all this stuff and analyzing, is this really me, or is this a regurgitation of my mother and father? Is this a regurgitation of what I've been told? Is this a regurgitation of society and societal situations, or is this really me? And you really got to look at it, because most of the time it's not. Most of the time it's learned responses, and we're not really living our life, and it's not until later on down the road that we sit there and say, what was I doing for all this time? Why didn't I take the time to really find who I am? You know, why didn't I really look for that? And I think that this is, when we think about conflict and we think about conflict resolution, this is what we're doing here, is conflict resolution. It's trying to figure out conflict resolution in the best desirable way, trying to get the most resolve. And the other thing, too, is that when we get resolve, things actually get done. The dysfunction begins to shift. But if we are dealing with solid dysfunction in a relationship where there is violence, where there is somebody that never takes responsibility for their actions, then we got to actually pay attention and say, am I willing to continue to walk down this path? What's coming from this? What is actually coming from the relationship? Is the relationship providing something? Is it providing happiness? Is it providing a healthy environment? Or is it providing this dysfunction where there is no solution? And the solution isn't there, and it seems like maybe both people are running on the same mental programming. Or maybe one person is, and it's hard to get past that. It's hard to override that. And that's what's so valuable. When I return, I'm going to be talking more about just some tips and tricks of things that we can do, some things that we can do to override this, to find solution, to come up with the right solution. And also, better yet, to understand ourselves, because really, we are us, and we need to find that innate, authentic self, not what we were told to believe or what society told us to believe, but what we need to begin to see. And then seeing patterns within us that we can change and augment to make our life better and healthier. Stay tuned. Live Your True Life Perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 2 shakes.
What? What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. When your doctor tells you you have bad cholesterol or blockages in the arteries, what do you do? When diet and exercise is not enough, we try medications and hope for the best. For the last two decades, I have been telling people about a natural method to help solve these problems and more. Extendovite can help maintain cardiovascular health and lower blood lipid levels in adults. The seven herbs in Extendovite are known to work together synergistically to get the results we hope for. There are many testimonials on Extendovite's effect on circulatory-related ailments. Get Extendovite today to start your journey back to a healthier life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or see us on amazon.com.
Extend your
life with Extendovite. This is Jake Busey, and you're listening to Perspectives with Ashley Burgess.
Welcome back live to Live Your Life Perspectives. I'm your host, Ashley Burgess. This is a great show today. We've been talking about silent treatment and the silent treatment versus the cooling off period. We've been talking about the impact of the silent treatment, how this can impact us and what it can do. And so it's interesting because I feel like this is a subject that is very polarizing, and that's why we talked about it today to such great length, is because, quite honestly, there's a lot of reasons why it is used, there's a lot of reasons why it shouldn't be used, and there's a lot of things that could be done opposite from it. However, what I have seen, and this is something that I think many people can connect with, is that if we have the silent treatment given to us as a child, we either are so triggered by it that we can't ever deal with it, it's so triggering we can't ever have it around us, or we end up marrying into the same concept. And that's the thing, it's like, we have to really think about that, because if we found ourselves in the same situation again, and we're dealing with it again, we have to try to figure out how to break that cycle, because if we've been dealing with it our whole life, you know, we either, I find it interesting because children kind of go one of two ways, right? When children deal with it, they either become very codependent on the parent, trying to get the parent to love them, trying to get the parent to see their value, doing anything they can to get out of the silent treatment. The other group of kids will retaliate and rebel. And so when you think about that, the group that has rebelled, you know, like, they don't want anything to do with it. Those are folks, too, that when people try to give them the silent treatment, a lot of times they will lose it. They will walk away. The other group that has suffered with it as a child and then went back into a marriage situation with it, you know, those folks really have a tendency of having that low self-esteem, that low self-worth, feeling overwhelmed, feeling under-believed, undervalued, underloved, and those are the things that we really need to think about. So, you know, again, we got to see the cycle patterns. We got to see the programs in our own life. We have to see the programs in our own actions and attitudes, right? We have to see the programs and the actions and attitudes of the people that we're in a relationship with, husband, wife, even the family dynamic, and realizing what can we do to make changes. Because really the buck does stop here, right? Because we can augment anything, even though somebody might be out of control, even though somebody might be doing things. In the end, we can continue to stay in that relationship or we can move on. Now, I'm not advocating everybody to get divorced and move on, but I'm saying we have to get to that point where we say, okay, what am I willing to deal with and what am I not willing to deal with? And what do I want to discuss and what do I want to bring to the table and what am I willing to shine some light on to make some changes? And that's what's important. And so it's really up to us to find solution. It's up to us to begin to see the patterns in the programming and the situations and the part that we play. It's also very valuable to see people in your life honestly and see the part that they play. And realizing that it does take two to tango, right? And understanding what is it that I can change or augment, or what is it that I need to change, or do I need to leave, or is there something that I can do to make this right? And I think that those are the thoughts that we all need to have and think about things, because we all want to grow, we want to learn, we want to feel better about ourselves. And in that process, we need to be around people that we build up and that build us up. We need to be around people that we can find solution with and have great common ground and connection with, as well as being able to, you know, have those uncomfortable discussions without having these huge, massive fights and having some sort of solution. And I think this is valuable. So I appreciate everybody for listening, whether you're listening on the radio or you're watching on Facebook right now. I appreciate you tuning in. And if you haven't already, check out the website. Go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. Also, you can find me on Facebook, Ashley Burgess. You can also find us on Instagram, Ashley Burgess. And we just started a new TikTok account. And you can find me at Life Coach Ashley Burgess. Life Coach Ashley Burgess. And you can find me there. So definitely. And also, if you'd like to reach out, you can go to AshleyBurgess.com, AshleyBERGES.com. Click on that contact page. And you just click on it. It just says a contact at the top on the homepage. And just click on it. And there'll be a little thing that you can fill out for email, and you can just send me an email, and I will respond ASAP. Just put the email address in there that I can connect with you with, because if it's not one I can connect with you with, it will never get to you. So definitely remember that. And I'd love to hear from folks if you have need some help, some suggestions, some advice, if you'd like to start working with me, or you have an idea for a topic, or even an idea of a product that you're working on that you think can help people or better people's lives, definitely reach out. We will be back next week. Tune in and appreciate you listening. Have a great rest of your weekend and live your true life perspectives with me, your host, Ashley Burgess, will be back in. I'll be back this time in 3 shakes.
It is something different to experience with friends, family, or coworkers. How about the world of whiskey? Jeff Borker here from the Classic Dram. And we know whiskey can be a bit intimidating at first. But with the right guidance, it's a blast to explore. Let us put together an expert-certified whiskey event for your group. And we don't even have to be in the same room to do it. Regardless of your whiskey experience, we can organize and lead your group through a virtual whiskey tasting right in our very own Zoom online speakeasy. Now, these events are great for birthdays, anniversaries, or corporate get-togethers, or just celebrating time with friends. Now, a number of packages are available, and we can customize the experience just for you. Visit us today at theclassicdram.com, or shoot us an email at info@theclassicdram.com. Let 2022 mark the start of your personal whiskey journey, and remember, come for the spirits and stay for the experience. Cheers, all.